We have a guest joining us on the phone today. Erica DiArcangelo joins us, and she's with the Narcanon Arrowhead Agency. Erica, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, thanks a lot for your time today.
Thank you.
You bet. We're going to talk a little bit about the drug problem in general and also as it affects people specifically, because drug addiction is a major societal issue. It affects 23 million people across the country, and every year about 3 million people start using drugs. That's about 3,000 a day. The Center for Disease Control reports that over 39,000 U.S. citizens died from drug-induced causes in 2009, and that doesn't include alcohol. That accounts for over 24,000 deaths. It obviously has a big impact on our society when you take a look at the financial part of it, right, Erica?
Yeah, absolutely. It costs society a lot of money every year for all the negative consequences of addiction, around $468 billion.
Yet it starts so innocently.
You know, it does in most cases. A lot of people don't realize how addictive drugs can be, and especially with certain drugs like prescriptions, marijuana, synthetic drugs, people think they're safe or it's okay to use them.
Well, we're going to humanize this a little bit today. We're going to talk a little bit about Erica's situation. Not only are you someone who helps others, but you've been helped in the past too. Can you talk a little bit, Erica, about your addiction?
Sure. I'm a graduate of the Narcanon program from about 12 years ago. And I fell into addiction just, you know, like most people, very innocently. I got a wisdom tooth operation. I was prescribed a drug called Vicodin. And I started to abuse these drugs very quickly after I started taking them. And within a few weeks of that, I noticed I was stopping taking the drugs, and I became physically ill. I started to become physically addicted, and I continued with this addiction and started to use other drugs.
Was there any sign to you or anyone else prior to that that you might be one who could be prone to something like this?
No, I mean, you know, in high school, I think, you know, like most people, I had tried different drugs and, you know, had used alcohol before, but I was in just about to graduate college and, you know, basically just started taking the prescriptions as needed and started to take more than I needed. And when I took the drugs, I felt good when I was on them and I kept on taking them. And then when I started to be sick coming off of them, I felt like I needed them physically and I continued to take them from that point on.
Yeah, and it just progressed from there. Does it surprise you when you talk to other people? Because most folks will think that, well, gee whiz, when you get hooked on drugs, oh, sometimes it can be alcohol that can get you in there, but usually they think that some of the other stuff, the, you know, marijuana, heroin, cocaine, meth, those kinds of things. Rarely do people think about the common prescriptions.
No, rarely people do think about those. They think that they're not addictive, that a lot of people use them, and that it's not really a big deal to use them. And I think it's because so many people are prescribed them. And also the prescriptions are really easy to get. You know, the number one way that people are taking these drugs are from friends or family members and from their medicine cabinets.
In your case, though, it was your prescription.
Yeah, it was my prescription. And then from that point, I had gotten a second prescription filled, and then I started to buy these drugs off the street.
Wow. Well, talk a little bit about trying to stop it. Was there a point where you tried to do it on your own? How did that work out?
Absolutely. I tried to stop several times on my own, and what would happen is I would go through the steps that most addicts go through. You become ill. You're sick for several days. You feel like you're going to kick the habit. You stop using, and the next thing you know, within the next 1 to 2 weeks, you're back to using again, and you really think there's something wrong with you. You don't know why you can't stop, and for whatever reason, you keep going back to those drugs.
Was it still just those prescription drugs at that point?
At that point, it was. I had moved on to a stronger prescription called Oxycontin because of the Vicodin. I had built a tolerance to it. And then several months down the road, I started to use a drug called heroin.
It's a tough cycle to get out of, isn't it?
It absolutely was. I felt very trapped. And, you know, you kind of live in this trap where if you don't get the drugs, you get sick. And if you're sick, you can't do anything during the day. So your life really revolves around getting the drugs and getting the money for the drugs so that you can just live your daily life. And you really feel like a hamster on a wheel, like you can't get off the wheel.
How many times did you try to stop?
About 3 or 4 times.
And did you get help from family or friends during those times?
No, I mean, I never had told my family and friends. My parents caught on to what was going on about 8 months into the issue. And they finally sat me down and they said, look, you know, we love you. We're not going to watch you kill yourself anymore. You're either going to go into a program or we don't want anything to do with you. You won't have anywhere to live. You won't have money. You won't have a job, because my job was with my family at the time. And they just, you know, they put their foot down and gave me an ultimatum.
And how did you react to that?
Well, at first I wasn't very happy about it, but after about a day, I just, you know, decided I really did need some help. I couldn't quit. I didn't have a job. I didn't have money. Everything was kind of falling down around me. I couldn't pay any bills. And I had really left the path that I was on. You know, I was finishing college. I was excited about a career. I had a lot of things going for me, and the drug addiction really ruined a lot of that for me, and I wanted my life back.
Well, it's good that you have that, because that sometimes is rare. Sometimes people have to be forced kicking and screaming to make a change.
Yeah, absolutely. I think without the pressure of my family, I would not have gotten help, because the addiction is just so strong. But now, you know, 12 years later, it was the best thing that I ever did for myself.
Well, you mentioned that you tried 3 or 4 times to quit. How did you end up coming into the Narcanon program?
Well, my dad actually researched programs on the internet, and he found Narcanon. He liked that it was drug-free, that it was long-term, that they had a sauna detoxification program. And so I started treatment with Narcanon. That was the first program I had done.
And so you've had a chance to go through that. Have you had a chance to kind of compare and contrast? What's different between other programs and perhaps what Narcanon can provide?
Well, you know, what I found the last, you know, decade of helping people was that, you know, Narcanon is different because, number one, they are drug-free. Number two, they use the sauna program that no other treatment center uses. You actually go into a sauna for periods during the day, and you sweat residues out of your body. You drink water. You take vitamins. You exercise. You really get healthy again. And then when you're done with that, you feel really good physically, and then it's time to tackle all the emotional components of addiction. And, you know, there's a lot of programs out there that are really, really good programs, but a lot of them don't have the physical part of the rehab. And for me, being a prescription pain pill and heroin addict, I physically craved those drugs. I couldn't physically stop taking them, so I needed that physical component to get me off of them.
You know, perspective sometimes can change everything. You've had a chance to see the program through the eyes of someone who needed to use it. And, of course, for the last many years now, you've had an opportunity to see the program through the eyes of someone who is helping others. Do you really see it the same way?
Absolutely. I've had very close friends. I've had family members that have gone into Narcanon, and I've seen really good results with them. And I really believe it's a great program and that it's helped a lot of people that I know and love. And I'm very appreciative for it, not only just for myself, but for all the people that I know that have been through it.
Do you feel like if you'd have done, not that other programs are bad, they're all a little bit different, but do you feel like that because you had a chance to do the Narcanon program, you've been able to stick to it?
I think for me personally, that was what I needed. The program taught me life skills and ways to manage my life that I still use today, and it's been 12 years later. And I just, that was what I needed. I think that when someone finds a program, whether it's Narcanon or whatever other program they find, I think they're very lucky, especially if it helps them. Like, I know guys who have been in Alcoholics Anonymous, AA, and NA for 30 years, and that program helps them. And to me, anything that helps you would be a good program.
Absolutely. Well, give some advice to folks who might be, you know, struggling with some sort of an addiction, or perhaps their family members who could step in and maybe help out.
Well, there is a very specific formula that family members and, you know, loved ones of those addicted have to follow in order to get a result. You have to get the person into treatment. You have to get them into residential treatment. It has to be long-term, and you can't let the addiction go. All the situations that I've found where, you know, the family or the loved ones have put off treatment or the addict has put off treatment, there have been a lot of negative consequences. There's been increased drug use. I've seen situations of arrest. I've seen situations where people have died, and you have to take action and get into a program.
There's nothing worse than being a day late.
Yeah, there is. And, you know, I've even had family members, you know, distant family members that have had problems. And we ended up, I lost a family member about 6 months ago to addiction. And I told the parents, you know, you have to get her into a program. It has to be long term. And for whatever reason, they waited. And, you know, once the person passes away, you can't go back and fix it anymore. That is a very permanent situation.
Erica, how do folks get more information?
Well, you can get more information by calling the toll-free hotline at Narcanon. That number is 1-800-468-6933. We do counseling and referrals to 10,000 treatment centers nationwide, or you can find us on the web at Stop Addiction or through Facebook at Narcanon Arrowhead.
All right, and all they need to do is make the call or make the click, and either way, you can find information. If you'd like to talk to someone, you can do that, but you're not going to be committed to anything until you decide to.
Absolutely, yeah. It's a toll-free confidential call.
Very good. Well, Erica, continued success with the program and with your life as well. Thanks a lot for your time.
Thank you.